الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We praise Him and we seek help from Him We ask forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. So, the reaction of what happened from the cartoon that defamed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam worldwide had Muslims around the world to try different ways of defending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as showing that he was a prophet of peace, prophet of non-violent, the prophet of mercy, the prophet of politeness. And Muslims around the world, they competing each other in showing this attribute of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his words and through his actions with the sunnah and also through the words of the Quran al-Kareem describing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is far away from what people who are ignorant about the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accusing him. The attributes of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that made him distinguished, a leader and also a prophet and a judge and a military person with qualities that no one in the history of humankind was able to reach that level. And by the way, with my PhD dissertation was about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ethics. So I lived 6 years of my life in the best spiritual life that I had when searching the ethics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this dissertation is free of charge to download from scribe.com. Just go to scribe.com and have my name there, you will download it for free. So, and inshallah, after we finish the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will start given khutbahs about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ethics and morals from the beginning to who knows, with all the attributes and the good qualities that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent messages to not only to the Muslims but to the non-Muslims around the world. And what happened is fired back on the people who was trying to defame Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by having more people researching and more people reading about the life of the Prophet, the Quran, and the numbers of Quran and the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam surpassed any books been sold or distributed throughout the world recently. And many people reverted back to Islam through this. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected Prophet Muhammad from any of what these people try to do, but basically they fired back on them, and more people researched and liked the Prophet's character, and if they are real, genuine, using their mind, they will love the Prophet as much as we love him. Because every Muslim, they love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they love themselves, more than they love their children, more than they love their parents. This is the basic necessity for Muslims to be a real Muslim, to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. And as much as you read and research about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want to love him, because you couldn't find that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent all his life, and it sent, and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent through him, exactly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant it to us. And now I'm just going to go through some of these attributes and the qualities and the morals and ethics that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had during his life and left it for humanity to enjoy, and left it for people to live with, or Muslims and non-Muslims. If you go online and you're going to find non-Muslims even reciting the words of Prophet Muhammad and testifying the words of Prophet Muhammad that it is for the best of humankind to live with. In all fields, in everything, in morals, because Islam is a way of life. You cannot say that that just the religious practices only for you, just the relationship between you and Allah, but the relationship between you and other humans, the relationship between you and the society, and for between you and Muslims, and between you and non-Muslims. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned words about the ethics and morals that people to the people the work with, that will be peace on earth. So he was a messenger of peace, that even non-Muslims testified that Prophet Muhammad was the messenger of peace. Prophet Muhammad, if he's even some of the non-Muslims scholars stating that if Prophet Muhammad would had the control on this earth, that there would be peace, or there would be justice, there would be fairness, there would be liberty. And what I'm going to go through some of the examples now that would testify that. During the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his actions or through his words, he sent the message of peace and the message of liberty. And when it comes to liberty, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted people to be treated with fairness, and also they had the freedom to choose what they like to choose, as long as it is not going to be conflicted with others with other people's life. So some of the incidents happened during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Mas'ud, one time he was al-Ansari, one time he was mistreating his slave, and the Prophet Muhammad came behind him and told him, Abu Mas'ud, Allah has more power and control over you than what you have over this slave. And Abu Mas'ud turned back and saw the Prophet, and Abu Mas'ud said, O Prophet of Allah, I set him free for what I have done. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have not done that, the hellfire will touch you. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted people to treat each other with fairness and also with dignity. And that's not only in the liberty of life, but also with the economic liberty, and the liberty liberated the woman. The woman before Prophet Muhammad was treated as an object. During the time of the previous empires, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised the issue, raised the status of woman to the extent that you can tell by even how many women revert to Islam than men. 4 women to each man revert to Islam. But when the woman read about what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about the status and what Islam is about the woman, they would know that there is no religion or no system ever give rights to a woman than what Islam did. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the woman from the birth, even to encourage and to show how valuable and how gracious the men could have when they tell, if someone has 3 daughters and raised them with righteousness, they will be their way to the paradise. A companion told the Prophet, how about 2, Prophet Muhammad? He said, even with 2. Another companion said, with 1. Prophet Muhammad said, even with 1. So if you have a daughter, or a sister, and you raise your daughter or sister in the Islamic way, this will be your gate. He will take you to the paradise. And when it comes to the mother, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the paradise under the feet of the mothers. This means that your mother will be your way to the paradise too. And even with the supplication of the mother to you, this will be your blessing from the heavens, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rest of your life. And when the even comparison between the status of the mother and the status of the father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the mother, someone asked the Prophet, who is the best relationship to be with? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. And who else? Was father. So the mother is 3 times more than the father's rights on anyone. So that will show that how much the mother is regarded in Islam and among the Muslims. And even you could find that among the Muslim communities, the righteous children, they will compete to take care of their parents when they grow up. And when it's come to economic liberation of man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his words, he encouraged people to earn their living and to seek economic freedom through their efforts, and to you should seek their livelihood for themselves and for their families, because even just to work could be a form of worship. To work to be sufficient for your family, that would be even a reason for your sins to be forgiven. The wage earner is a friend of God. When you work and you, that's narrated by Bukhari. When you work and you earn your living, that's you, even some sins will not be forgiven except by work. When you work and you work for the sake of Allah, then you dedicate your work for the sake of Allah, then sins cannot, this is will be the only reason for such sins to be forgiven. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited usury, and he stated that in his last sermon. When it comes to justice, fairness, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most just, the most fair in all deals, and he will stand out for justice, and he will fight for it. When it's come to the to such rules that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed on us, he will stand firm. When one time happened that a woman from Quraysh, from a high standard, she stole, and the people came to try to convince Prophet Muhammad not to cut her hand, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered the Muslims and told them, in the previous nations, the weak of them used to apply the rules, but the high standards and the famous people, they set free. They don't apply the rules on them. And he said that, by Allah, if Fatima bint Muhammad, his daughter, will steal, he will cut off her hand. It means that he has no exceptions. When it's come to this such rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no exception. Fairness, he was strict in fairness, even for himself. Even one time that he was in the battlefield and he was straightening the lines for the Muslims, and he found somebody was kind of getting out of the line. He just kind of touched him, would say, he bit back to straighten the line, and then that Sahabi, the companion, told, you hurt me, Prophet of Allah, and I want to get even. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just exactly where he pushed him, he unclothed his stomach and told him, okay, do whatever you want. And instead, the companions kissed the body of Prophet Muhammad, and he cried, and the Prophet asked him, why do that? He said, this is my last moments in life, and I want my body to touch your body. This is how much the companions loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he was, even at the last moment in his life, he was telling people, if I have a strike in anybody, they will come to strike me now before the day of judgment. And he was strict, fair, and he was strict in all his affairs, as a just should rule regardless. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set up code of ethics, code of law, to be followed, and he trained the companions to be the messengers of peace, to be the messengers of justice, and the messengers of fairness for the oppressed people around the world. And this is the reason that the companions around the world, they are highly regarded with all the ethics that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised him. So, in the Quran, Kareem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the translation say, you are the best of people raised for mankind, enjoining what is right and fair, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. Okay, so this is a description of the companions of what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, and day and night the companion was adhering to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling them. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not distinguish between Arab and non-Arabs. Even he had around him many of his companions was non-Arabs. Suleiman al-Farisi, Bilal al-Habashi, and others, and Suhaib al-Rumi, and he was very close to him than even Arab's companion. So he had no difference between, there's no difference between black and white. And the only difference the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good deeds. You do good deeds, your quality and your status in Allah on what your good deeds is all about. In the Quran, the translation say, O mankind, we created you from a single pair of male and female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know each other, not that you may despise each other. Surely the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is he who is the most righteous of you. So this is what descriptions of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and what the Quran say. So why people try to defame the character of Prophet Muhammad? If these people will read this, if these people will understand the qualities and the ethics and the morals that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered to the humanity, they will love him. They will find that this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no human on earth like him. He delivered the message that he loved the humanity, all humanity, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And when it comes to the fairness, he was even warning the judges to rule with no justice, because he, if the judges will not be just and fair, their place will be the hellfire. He described the judges as three different types. Two of them in the hellfire, and one only in the paradise. So the judges are of three types. One which will go to the paradise, and two to the hellfire. The type that will go to the paradise is the man who knows what he is the right and gives judgment accordingly. But a man who knows what is right but acts tyrannically, unjustly in his judgment will go to the hellfire. And the man who gives judgment when he is gracious conduct and charming manners, ignorant of the facts, will go to the hell. This means that being a judge is a responsibility that, unfortunately, many judges around the world, they take it easily and without any keeping in mind that this is in their words, and the judge, that life of people will be considered, or the list of life will be under their judgment. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never claimed that he's more than human. Even people, when they come and try to convince Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their attitude, with their views, two of the people came to him, and everybody is claiming that he has a right for such property. And he said, I am human. And one of you could be more eloquent than others. He will convince me to judge for him. But if he knows that this is not his and I am giving it to him, he will get a piece of fire, a piece of hellfire. So both of them said, I do want it, Prophet of Allah. But he said, you go and divide it between each other according to who has the right to it. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, moral and ethics in equality of humankind. Humankind has no difference based, as I mentioned, based on color or race or tall or short or rich or poor, because at the end everybody will go to the grave with no, there's nothing of what he has in their life. They will just meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what they have done. Their good deeds will be good, with bad deeds will be punished accordingly. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the collective of well-being. the well-being of people, it's a way to be encouraged, and even to help others is more than worshiping, more than sitting in the prayer, doing prayer, nawafil. If you go and help someone and try to help him in his affairs, that will be more reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than trying to sit in the masjid and try to worship Allah. So helping others, even some Muslim or non-Muslims, is encouraged by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the people who try to defame Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows about this quality, is this Prophet of violence? This is a man of no peace. This is a man who, unfortunately, they are ignorant. They need to read about what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was like an open book. From especially the 23 years of his prophethood, every minute in his life was an open book to, and is being recorded sincerely. And like when you read about the Prophet's life, it's like you live with him. It's like you know what he has done in the morning, and from the early in the morning until the evening, even during his sleep. And because sincere companions and his many of his wives narrated what he has done. This means that nothing was hidden in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All what he has done is known to the to his companion and to his enemies, and nothing that will just you know what he has done. It's no way to nothing will be hidden from his life. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged gentleness. And encouraged mercifulness, and ask people to live the life with gentleness with the rest of the humanities. And he who is given his share of gentleness is given his share of good in this world and the next. And whoever is deprived of his share of gentleness is deprived of his share of good in this world and the next. That's narrated by Bukhari. These words will come out from someone who encouraged violence. He encouraged people to be gentle. But why people, they say that he encouraged violence and encouraged terrorism? It can't be believed that these words will speak for itself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the best character, the good character that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. You have the best morals. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best morals, the best character, and he was humble. He was humble in many incidents that people was kind of shaking, afraid of. He is standing in front of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make it easy for them to not to worry. I'm a son of a woman that used to eat just the bread, and so he was humble and was telling the people around him not to glorify him at all. Even he would sit with them in the same level, even. Strangers, when they come to the group of the companions and the Prophet Muhammad among them, someone never seen Prophet Muhammad before, he will not recognize him by just having a high status or sitting in a throne, or he will not know who the Prophet is. Someone came for the first time. So this is how humble and how being away from any malfunctions that in leaders, he combined the worldly perfections along with the spiritual perfections. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam imposed all this to humanity. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu wa taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. رفض محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم taught love and kindness and compassion to his people and was seen to be the most loving, kind, and compassionate of all of them. The Quran mentioned his kind and gentle behavior in these words. The translation said, O Messenger of Allah, it is a great mercy of Allah that you are gentle and kind toward them. For had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would all have broken away from you. This word of the Quran was teach how the Prophet lived his life and how he left his examples to follow, because all of us as Muslims should strive to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's steps. This means that being gentle and kind, you will keep people around you. But if you're harsh, if you're hard, if you're tough all the time, then people will stay away from you. And this is human nature. So the way that the Quran described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said would show that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life with all perfection in all his affairs. Even his slaves, his servants, Anas, he was serving Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with 10 years, and what he said about how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated him. Anas said, "I served Allah's Messenger for 10 years, and he never said to me shame or why did you do such and such a thing? 10 years. Or why did not you do such and such a thing?" That's narrated by Bukhari. Once he said to his wife, Aisha, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his wife, Aisha, "Never turn away any needy man from your door empty-handed. Oh Aisha, love the poor. Bring them near to you, and Allah will bring you near to him on the day of resurrection." This means that helping poor, helping needy people is encouraged by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What kind of violent, what kind of terrorism act that would say? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam far away from any of these bad descriptions that people try to attach to him. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Seek me among your weak ones. For you are given provision, or you are given help only by reason of the presence of your weak ones." So that whoever you help, or even you pray, you help somebody, that could be a reason for you, for the provision, for you to be increased, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you more than anything else for that. The other
attributes and moral and ethics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the way that people should treat their wives and their women, say treat women kindly, since they are your helper. You have your rights upon your wife, and they have the rights upon you. Your right is that they shall not allow anyone you dislike to enter your home, and their right is that you should treat them well. That's from the farewell of the sermon of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was moderate. In his moderation, say, listen, I fear Allah. When it comes to extremism, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always in the middle, was taking it moderate. His life was all about moderation. People came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Prophet Allah, I wanted to worship Allah, but I fasted all my life." And another say, "I'm going to abstain from marriage." So what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him when it. One of them said, "I shall abstain from women and shall never marry." And another one, "I shall in the future spend the whole night in prayer." And that was not approved by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if you want to fast, if you want to fast the maximum, fast day and not fast another day, and so on. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Listen, I fear Allah more than all of you do, and I am more conscious of my duties to Him than all of you are. I observe fast, but then I break it. I offer prayers at night, but I sleep as well, and I marry women. This is my way of living. One who turns away from my practice, sunnah, does not belong to me." That's narrated by Bukhari. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most polite. Politeness in his life could be seen like he, even among the people, he would always treat people with respect and politeness, and he. It is part of the mercy of Allah that you deal politely and gently with people. This is a way that always, when you are polite with people, you're going to earn their hearts. You're going to earn their love. They're going to come closer to you. But if you are in the other way, they will stay away from you. And even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was polite enough that sometimes he would not tell his companion about things out of politeness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran will reveal verses to tell the Prophet how to treat the Prophet. And also in the Quran say, "O you who believe, enter not the Prophet's houses until permission is given to you for a meal. And then not to so early as to wait for its preparation. But when you are invited, enter. And when you have taken your meal, disperse without stopping to gossip. Such behavior annoys the Prophet, but he would be ashamed to dismiss you. But Allah is not ashamed to tell you the truth." This is how polite Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even with his companions, even would take things on him for not to hurt the companions when it comes to himself. But when it comes to any rules or commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be ashamed. When it comes to the religion, he will not be ashamed. But for himself, he was the most polite. Even to his face will go red if somebody said something to praise him or to say something good about him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most truthful. Truthfulness in his life, that's everything was true. Even when he was joking, he was joking with truthfulness. He never said a lie. He never said a lie. And when he was joking with some of the companions, he would joke with truth in everything, every word. So truthfulness, it was just the way of his life in everything. And he would even encourage people not to do any deals out of truthfulness. Even if you sell something, if you know that something wrong in the merchandise, you should say it. You should not hide the truth about it. But if you try to hide it just to gain worldly life, that's not the way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived or wants us to live. Once a man asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about who had the best kind of person can be, and his reply was very clear on this matter. Four characteristics belongs to a believer. When he speaks, he speaks the truth. When he is trusted, he fulfills his trust. When he makes a promise, he abides by his promise. And when he is in dispute with anyone, he does not use obscene words, but stick to the truth regardless. The truth is his way of life. In his early prophethood, when the disbelievers were trying to convince the prophets to leave this message, because all their economics life based on the people to come to Mecca and go around the Kaaba and to bring money and bring their gods and worship, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted in delivering the message. And the group of the chiefs of the Quraysh, they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and repeated offer previously made, and the Prophet promise was given him the most wealth. He will be the richest of them. He will, if he need any doctors to be treated, he will bring the best doctors. If he want woman, he will bring the most beautiful woman for him. But simply, he replied, and that was clear in his reply, my object is quite different from what you have said. I have not come to you with my call for the purpose of amazing wealth or to secure leadership, because they offered him to be the leader for them. He said, no, that's not his purpose, to be a leader of the clan or become your king. In fact, God has sent me to you as his messenger and has revealed to me the law and has ordered me to warn you and to give glad tidings. So I have conveyed to you the injunction of God and have done my responsibility for your welfare. Now, if you accept what I have conveyed to you, it will be good for you here and hereafter. But if you reject it, and I will patiently wait for the divine dispensation when God shall decide between you and me. So this is the response of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for any attempt to keep him away from his message. And again, as I mentioned, this will be my khutbah after I finish the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in details. So we'll take all these morals and ethics in details. But what we say, simple supplication for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Allah, grant to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam nearness and excellence, and raised him to the position of glory which you have promised him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عز وجل تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Let's pray now. أقم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.